There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top.
If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Superhero brother, and it's time to get down. I'll be hidden in the shadow undercover at night. I'm a bad cop, I do it tight. I'm your symbol of freedom, your symbol of hope, your symbol of justice for those who don't know. I'm the arms of the world, trying to true. And if you want to step well, baby, I'm coming after you.
Welcome to From the Helicarrier, the Deuce, where we talk about MAA2. We are your number one source for Marvel gaming news, as backed up by Marvel.com and a write-up that we got. We'll talk about that in a minute. I am Ebbett Boss McFall, and here comes the headlines with Golden Age Ebbett.
That's right. Well, no big headlines to talk about with Marvel Avengers Alliance 2, so today we get to focus on what you have to say. We're going to be doing an all-email show, but we do want to make sure we do give a big shout out, as Charles mentioned, a big shout out to Donovan Kennedy, lead designer of Marvel Avengers Alliance 2. In the most recent article on Marvel Games over there at Marvel.com, we get name checked in there talking about the great community of players that Marvel Avengers Alliance has, including Twitch streamers like Kurt's Table and the From the Helicarrier. I can't even say it. And the From the Helicarrier podcast. So big, big thanks to Donovan Kennedy. And yeah. Hey, Donovan, you want to come on the show? Just hit us up. Let us know. We'd love to have you. And we promise we won't ask you about when we're going to get some X-Men in the game. We know. We know the story. We're not going to ask you.
and honestly, Kurstable, man, he brought it to our attention. And thanks. Yeah. Thank you for doing that and sharing that with us. Because I would have missed that article altogether. So it's made my day, man. And it's really cool. But yeah, with any guests on, we totally understand what embargo means. We totally understand about holding things. So, and we totally know how to interview people and not put you in a corner. So, yeah, we'd love to talk to any of the producers, anybody who works on the show, former people. As long as you say good thing, we're not looking for the dirt on the company. We know every company has its dark side. Every place has its issues. We're looking just for what we do here, the passion of the game. And somebody was just actually asking in the chat rooms, like, why do I feel that you're not enthusiastic about MAA2 like MAA1? I actually read that backwards, and I am way more passionate about MAA1. So I want to answer that. This is our first question, right? But why do I feel, it's from Ramico 2016, and I apologize when I typed it, I read it backwards. So
Why aren't you as excited about MAA1?
Yeah. So the reason I'm not as excited about MAA2 is I think it's because it's, for me personally, it's still a new game. I am loving what they're doing with Spec Ops. I'm loving how they handle the PvP, but it's still just a baby game. There's still a lot more story to come, a lot more new mechanics, a lot more new everything. Whereas with MAA1, well, we're talking about Ibit 4 years in, and we've both played since right at the beginning. So
pretty
around
close to day one, I certainly feel like I'm as enthusiastic about both games. I'm enthusiastic about both games fairly closely. If there is a bias towards one or the other, it's only just because of content level. And as we get more and more content for MAA2 and there's more variety, you know, we got the chapter 4 coming at some point soon. We've got a PvP season that's about to end, which means another one is coming, which means new characters. We had the announcement last month of Sif and Jane Foster, Thor, and Loki joining the game. Is that right? Was it Loki?
Yeah, we saw Loki, yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's great content coming, and I'm certainly excited about all of it. I think between the two, as the amount of time that I put in each one, I think actually I probably put more time into MAA2 because I'm trying to get all the characters, and I'm also trying to get as many of them up to level 30 and kind of max out stars and stuff like that as well. So I do a lot of grinding, and if I'm watching TV, my iPad's in my lap, I'm playing MAA2, unless there's PvP stuff going on, in which case it's going to be my laptop in my lap. People will be really proud because yesterday we watched the movie Steve Jobs with Michael Fassbender.
Oh yeah, how was it?
Magneto to our Marvel loving audience.
Yes,
it's really really good, and I felt like I needed to do some service while I was watching the movie to make sure that I had my iPad or my MacBook in my lap, either playing MA1 or MA2 while I was watching the movie. So supporting, you know, while I'm watching a movie about Steve Jobs and what a kind of a colossal jerk he was.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to make sure that I had my Apple products in my lap playing Marvel MA2 and running Magneto through some spec ops or something. But anyway, so one other thing I want to talk about too. We talked about this on our MA1 podcast, just from the Deuce original, or I'm sorry, from the Helicarrier original flavor. Got my titles mixed up. But from the Helicarrier, so including this show and the MA1 show, have been nominated for a podcast award, a 2016 podcast award, which only 10 podcasts get nominated on the slate per year.
Yep.
And there are per category. And there are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there. There are tens of thousands of video game and gaming related podcasts. So for us to get a nomination is huge.
Yeah.
It is all thanks to you guys. It's thanks Absolutely. To you guys for nominating us. And of course we'll love getting your support when it does come time to vote. It's a daily visit our site and vote kind of thing, not our site, but the Podcast Awards site. So that's going to start up in a few days. And if you keep an eye on the From the Helicarrier Facebook page, we'll have information going on there about the voting process and how you do it. And we'd love to get your continued support because we're up against some, you know, to use a Marvel term, we're up against some juggernauts and some destroyers, and we want to be the term? We want to be the Spitfire that goes up against them and takes them down.
Yes, absolutely.
I guess all of those are MA1 references. we want to be the wasp that takes down the Crimson Dynamos. How's that?
That is perfect. That's perfect. Absolutely. So we are now. We'll come back. Of course, we'll come back to you with how to vote. And we again, much gratitude to everybody who got us nominated. But we got your emails, and that is exactly what we want to talk about today. You can still have time to do PvP, and my advice to everybody is, always push to S as long as you're happy with that. Our fellow players, Chris Wisdom and Paul Klotz, are having some frustrations being non-level 30s and not having a ton of level 30s on their team. And it's good feedback from them, so we can help coach and give advice on the show here to say, okay, just stick with it. Keep focus level some characters. You need at least 5 level 30s if you can. And just a reminder to everybody, because I don't think we'll get to this in the tips again, but you can buy, I call it the ISO Kool-Aid. You can buy those little spray bottles that level up your characters with XP for 200 silver. That's it. It's 200 silver. And you can use any color on any character. It's just the color and the biggest vial you can get that matches your character gives you the bonus XP.
The extra amount, yeah.
But, yeah, I think it cost me for Wasp maybe 30,000 silver at most to power level her from 0 to 30. Now, you will run into the farming of the level 10,
the scouting
level 20.
Scouting missions to get the solitaires. Yep.
Yeah. So that aside, because that does take a few days, and that's actually what took me the longest to get Wasp to 30. But just the XP, once they hit 20, they level slowly. But, man, I got to tell you, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes most out of your day, just focusing on buy. Okay, I'm tired of buying. You know, I had a random number in my head. Once I saw Wasp is a tactician. And so the green ISO obviously boosts her the most. So basically, once I saw 10 of the big green ISOs, that's when I stopped buying and just went back to the character screen and started loading all the colors in to boost her up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can level up. So that's my tip before we get into everything else.
And Lance Dargoon does point out in the chat room that it does cost silver along when you're using the ISO aid. Yeah. And so you just got to make sure that on Saturdays, a couple of great ways to get silver. Number one, on Saturdays, use your scouting mission tokens, the ones you earn all week, I think they cap at 60. So make sure if you get to 60, do a scouting mission or two so that you drop below the cap. But use those scouting mission runs to get as much silver as you can to help with that, as well as making sure that you put one of your strongest characters or a character that's required for some missions as your team-up hero. Here's a little tip. Spider-Man, you know, people have Spider-Man. They probably aren't running him a lot. They're probably not using him a lot for PvE. But if people are running that first mission, Chapter 1, Mission 1, they need a Spider-Man. And it might as well be yours. Yeah. And that seems to be one that people use a lot for farming, is Mission 1, Chapter 1, because it's the smallest amount of energy to run it. And you get, you know, three battles and you're right at the boss. So you've got a roulette spin after three battles. So in that third battle, your team up, your acquired team up is Spider-Man. And listen, you don't want Edwin Jarvis getting your team up bonus. You want you getting your team up bonus. So
yeah.
So yeah. Throw Spider-Man into your leadership position when you're not playing, and see if you start getting some more silver that way as well.
I have yet to do a Saturday silver scouting mission since they fixed it.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, it just, between having small children and a wife who likes to take them to do things in the daytime, then at night having 1 to 2 gigs that I do that take my attention, I forget. I mean, I'll check in and I'm not looking for how do I entertain myself. I'm getting my check in done. I'm doing my PvP real quick. Maybe I do my daily. Maybe I don't. And then it'll be Sunday or Monday. I'm like, oh, that was silver. But all that being said, with people teaming up and taking my heroes out, I'm still staying above 100,000 silver.
Right.
So it's absolutely worth it.
Totally worth it. And and then just, you know, if you get time, grind some. I actually don't grind the lowest. You know, on normal, I grind. Currently, I'm doing the grinds for Wasp's 4-star trials, which are brutal.
Yeah,
because you've got a killing blow characters with Wasp, who's not necessarily the killing blow kind, right? So you've got to use your other characters to get them down low enough to where she can killing blow them, usually with a static shock attack or with that. She does have an attack that does a lot of damage if they're below 20%, I think. So, and I'm dreading this one against Crimson Dynamo, where you've got to killing blow with Wasp while he's got at least one stack of armored hull on, and which means a lot of sitting around waiting for him to reapply armored hull if you've already taken him down. Anyway, that is a brutal 4-star trial right there. Anyway, so that's that. I guess let's get to emails, shall we?
Yes, Charles? We
okay. Let's get to the first one here. I know you're responding to a couple people in the chat room, as you should be. Yeah. Commander Scanlan in the chat rooms, or in email, says, hey, crew, Agent Scanlan here. I like how he says Commander Scanlan top, but he's Agent Scanlan in the email. Giving some hero insight over here on MAA2. I'll be taking a quick look at Winter Soldier today, as many people have earned him just recently in Spec Ops. By the way, this is awesome, because we get this a lot, or we've gotten this a lot with MAA1, are the emails that talk about a specific character and how you build him up, how you use him, what's the best way to pair him up with other heroes. So I love the fact that we're getting that here now on the Deuce. So keep them coming. My Winter Soldier, Agent Scanlan writes, is currently sitting at level 33 stars, and I plan on making him 4-star soon enough. For a powerful soldier, I believe that Burst Fire, which is one of your 1-star skills, is the key to using him best. As an extremely fast attack with Precise, it synergizes well with his passive, to mark a person quickly, then apply additional damage to finish them off. Having a mental buff gives him 1.5 times damage to burst fire is important. He can give himself sharpshooter or confident, and many allies can provide him these buffs as well. I like Angela's Warcry, but Captain Marvel's fly fight win is definitely the best fit. Hastened will allow you to reload as a fast action, and Inspired will boost burst fire by 1.5. Yeah, Captain Marvel, by the way, great character to level up. Fly, fight, win is such a great all enemies buff. And if you've got her leveled right, you can use her as a great tank. So she can be your tank, and she can self-heal with one of her attacks. So keep Captain Marvel in mind. I really like Winter Soldier as a character, but he's being very held back by only starting with 3 ammo. His 3-star ability naturally takes 5 ammo, which means you have to reload to use it. Your ammo is far better spent on multiple burst fire attacks against the same enemy. If you were to start with 4 ammo or 5 ammo with his 3-star on a 1-turn cooldown, I think you'd have some serious potential. All right, hope that wasn't too long. Let me know if you need me to cut these down a little. Until next week, Agent Scanlon signing off. No, don't trim that at all.
Yeah,
that's excellent information, and I look forward to seeing you do other characters, because, again, this being a brand-new game, us dealing with a brand-new stable of characters that we've seen in the other game, but, of course, have different abilities and ways to gem them up, getting your input on recommendations for characters like this is really good. So definitely keep those coming, and the length of that email was just perfect.
Yes, and the information, I mean, it really breaks it down. And it makes me a little sad because I'd have to pay $10 to go get him. But at some point, I'm sure they'll actually put out a sale or whatever. Sure. But this is great. This is the kind of thing we're looking for in this game, and we're glad that you guys are starting to bring that to us, is we don't get every character. We don't necessarily have the mindset that always breaks down the characters. And for you to give a great breakdown of how to use Winter Soldier is really, really cool. And I appreciate it. I have been playing with Falcon. Mine's level 23, and I've been taking him through some of the scouting missions. And I got to tell you, that follow-up with Red Wing where you get a whole separate bar of things to use.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's going to take me definitely some time to pay attention to the synergy between him and Red Wing and going, oh, if I use his first attack, that's blah, and then Red Wing's going to come in, I can use this attack, they'll pile on each other, and then, you know, it's a nice new level to it, and it's just so much fun to go, oh, wait, hey, there's a free turn. Look at that. Check that out. Mm-hmm. I like it. Yep. All right, so Commander CK7 here. Now, everybody's writing in as agent. I changed it to Commander when I put it in the list. Yeah,
okay,
I'm changing it because it's Commander in the game. So it's fine. You guys want to call it agent, we're not going to nitpick. So
we're not going to nitpick. We're just going to change it when we read it.
That's true. Now, in FTH Classic, which we just did with MAA1, CK7 had an email there as well. But this one is for MAA2. So hello, Agent CK7 here. I ran through nearly the entire Spec Ops in one day this weekend and got Falcon. Wasn't easy, but I did it. Decided that I had nothing to lose except for green points, which will go away after the Spec Ops anyway. Oh, yeah, your special Spec Ops energy. I understand what you're saying. Which I do, after this email, I do want to talk about that and how to manage it.
It's a good topic. Yeah.
I do have issues with MAA2, but at least it's not crashing every other fight like it did a week or two ago. They have made improvements. Won't get into those issues here, at least not yet. Falcon seems really strong at low levels, but then again, it's low-level scouting missions. How's War Machine? He's one of my favorite characters in the comics. While I don't have him yet, I really want him, and we'll come back to that. How do you guys feel about not being able to play the game if you have too much ISO in your inventory? We'll come back to that, too. I personally find it very annoying, and I think they should either increase the amount of ISO you can have in the inventory or make it where you have 100/100, you simply will not gain ISO until you sell some to make room. Or am I too much of an ISO hoarder? That's a good question. Question number 3. What character from MAA1 would you like to be included into MAA2? I would say Anti-Venom, but I would kind of think Moonstone would be really fun. She has a pretty wide variety of powers in the comics that would work well with multiple abilities. Alternatives, maybe Spider-Woman/Girl, Spider-Man Noir. Actually, Blade. Yeah, Blade would be really cool in this. We really good choice because he has no gun options in MAA1. He's so primarily a sword/melee hero there. It would be nice to see him use crossbows, rifles, those nunchucks when he was Spider Hero. Blade, Moonstone, or Anti-Venom would be my choices. All right, so the first question is...
How is War Machine?
I've
got him. He's not... he's not one of my first choices for heroes, but I think it's just because I don't have him ISO'd up and leveled. He actually, it's funny, he has that thing we were talking about earlier where he builds up ammo,
yes,
kind of like Winter Soldier. So you got to make sure you've got him, you know, either recharging, reloading, or you're using one of his bigger attacks. And right, that's the way you've just got to consider playing him. It's just, all right, he's a big damage dealer, and then he's kind of a sit out a turn and reload him so you can dole out the big damage. Yeah, he's, you know, he's great looking, really cool, hovering silver Iron Man, basically. But he's not, like you said, like I said, he's not one of my favorite characters in MA2.
Yeah, I like that you can have choices. So he has energy attack and ammo attack. So you can balance your loadout accordingly. Because even if you run out of ammo, he can do his energy attacks, which are pretty powerful.
That swipe, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
slashing attack.
Yeah, he's got a couple. Unfortunately, I was hoping he'd be an equal to Iron Man, and he is not. His all area missile attack is not nearly as powerful. But I gotta say, before I got Iron Man, do I even have Iron Man? I might not have Iron Man still. He was a good member of the team with the team that I had at the time. And I will say that. I like.
Does he have
balance.
Any protect abilities or what's? He's more of just a DPS.
Yes.
Dealer, right? Okay.
Whatever that means. No, I know it's damage per second. I gotta be a filthy casual somehow, man. I can't know everything.
TLDR. Yeah.
He's a lone soldier. I mean, he really doesn't need the rest of the team for any reason. I don't think he does any buffs for anybody else. He doesn't need anybody to set him up. He's definitely a very good lone soldier.
He's not a support character as far as like healing or anything like that. Right.
He's got a good all out attack. This missile's exactly like Iron Man's, except not nearly as powerful. I'm sure it gets more powerful the more you start up. For sure.
I
can't remember exactly what I have loaded out on him, but I have a single shot, you know, a single ammo attack. I have an energy attack, and then I have the missile attack as well. And so I liked balancing between shooting somebody and doing some decent damage. And then he does play off himself. I can't remember exactly how to do it, but I think if you use ammo first and then swap over to energy, he actually gets a bonus to his attack. By swapping.
Oh, really?
Okay. There's a bonus somewhere. I can't remember if it's after he recharges or what, but he does get a little bit of a bonus to his energy attack somehow with something that he does himself. I can't, but that's our answer to that first question.
Okay. Second question, how do you feel about not being able to play the game if you have too much ISO in the inventory? Yeah, it's I'm sitting at like 97, 98, and it's always a matter of like, all right, should I do another run or should I go over to scouting and try and get one of the solitaires I need to bump somebody up over the next hurdle so that I can plug a couple of ISOs in there in their slots. And it's to the point now where if I get there's the shards and the, not the shards. Let me pull it up here. There's the fragments, which are the second highest, and the shards, which are the top. If I get a shard that's less than 3 stars, I throw it away. And if I get a fragment that's less than 4 stars, I throw it away. And, of course, anything else below those gets thrown away immediately. So I'm sitting on 4- and 5-star fragments and 3- through 5-star shards.
Nice.
What's really cool is, you know, if you have been building up your characters every once in a while, it's not a bad idea to go through them as far as inventory and look at this character and say, okay, yeah, there's a 3-star fragment. I've got the same color and the same buff, but it's a 4-star, 5-star. I'm just going to replace that. And then boom, you just destroy it. You don't spend your 75 silver to keep it. So just going through there and making sure that everybody's on a 4-star and 5-star, you know, basically everybody's got the best ISOs. I wish there was a way that you could see at a glance how all your characters are stacked up with ISOs so that you can immediately say, okay, I want this ability with Rocket, so I'm going to make sure that I get, you know, that I use all these 5 stars on him. Even if this one's currently on MODOK and this other one's on Nebula, I want to see what are my best red gems, whether they're in my inventory or currently assigned to a hero, and shuffle them around that way.
Yeah. Yes. Something along those lines, or at least being able to go to the hero screen. I don't know, but basically see what I was looking for healing the other day, because I wanted to put healing on Wasp, and I know I don't have any loose healing crystals. And like, well, which one of my heroes have it? And I just had to rack my brain and go, okay, who did I start off with? It was Hulk and Hawkeye and blah. So I went searching for them to start swapping it out. I'd love to be able to do what you're talking about, just get the ISO screen and go, here's the healing one. Oh, it's on these characters.
Yes.
Or at the minimum, I'll be able to go to the character screen and have the little symbol on their icon. Because you see a nice large square, that's their face. And instead of having to touch it and then go into their menu and dig, just go, oh, there's a symbol for healing right there. Let me see hero. And
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, MA1, you can kind of do this with if you go into the EISOs and AISOs, you can see, oh, yeah, I've got that AISO, but it's currently equipped by Blade, or it's currently equipped by Iron Patriot or whatever. So you do have the ability to go in with the AISOs and EISOs and see what we've got. And it just would be nice to be able to do that with this. Also, I would love, I would give, you know, 50 of my hard-earned dollars to get the ability to ramp up crystals. So let's say you've
level them up, you mean, to... Right.
Level them up, or really craft better crystals from old ones.
I got you. So rather
So you know, you've got two 3-star blue prismatic or alerts. Combine them, and you get a 4-star. You know, and it basically takes whatever star. So if one of them gives you a benefit to health and attack, and the other one gives you a benefit to defense and attack, you'd only get the missing stat added. Instead of increasing both attack and giving you the defense, it would basically say, all right, I'm crafting this. I'm taking the 1-star that I don't have on this blue gem, and I'm adding this other blue gem to it, and it's giving me that 4th star, which is going to be defense. That's what I'd love to see. And again, I'd donate money to the cause for their developers to figure out a way to do that. Give us a crafting system, and holy cow, the inventory issue goes away immediately if you give us a crafting screen.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I actually, you know how you'll have a certain part of your house that gets junky, right? You start piling stuff in it. For me, it's the basement. We start pushing boxes, and it goes, ugh. Mm-hmm. I need to clean that. Right. I need to clean that. And then eventually you just go, screw it. I don't even know what's in these boxes. And you just throw them out into the trash. I did that with my crystals the other day. I've been doing not nearly as tight as you with the 4 and 5 star. I've been doing 3, 4, 5 star on everything. Mm-hmm. And specifically, no matter what star it was, I wanted to keep the resist death because I have yet to be able to try it on a character. And one or two others I can't remember right now of I like these, I want to keep that power
in whatever star level you've got. Yeah.
I prefer, of course, 4 or 5 stars, but you know, the resist death one I got a 1 star. Well, I only have 6 of those, period, and you need 6, so I'm not gonna get rid of it. But even with that in mind the other day, I was like, screw it. I literally threw away sold. Everything that was not the resist death or one other style of power.
Wow. Because you really did a clearinghouse. Huh?
I did. Because in reality, you get a lot of ISOs. I mean, the complaints here are first world, nerd world problems, right? The complaints in MA1 was like, oh my God, we can't get enough of this. We can't get enough silver. And they've been working and working and working and working on that. The complaint here is, I'm getting way too much of this ISO. I can't even get enough characters to put this stuff on. And they're good ISO. It's not like the 1-star tiny shard BS ones that you need when you're low, but not when you're 30. No, it's all, I have all full crystals, 3 stars and higher, and I keep hitting that 100 in the inventory mark. So, yeah, I figured with the way I play and as little as I actually go and tweak my characters, that I can throw them all away. I'm going to hit 100 probably before I miss anything. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, I'm not saying that's what you should do.
No, but that works. That works for you. Yeah. I mean, for me, getting rid of everything that's three stars and lower on the fragments and two stars and lower on the shards is going to work well for a while. But pretty soon I'm going to have to do the same thing with three star shards, is start dropping those and only going for the 4 and 5 star shards. So, yeah, we'll be good. Okay. Next question is, what character from MA1 would you like to be included in MA2? My first thought is, and this is perfect because he's a character that just got introduced on the TV shows, right? So he's a character we've recently seen and we don't have in this game yet. We know how Marvel likes to tie in the movie properties and the TV properties with the game. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see Punisher. I'd like to see John Bernthal Punisher added to MA2. And keep his ability to change, like give me one ability that allows me to change his class and get the benefits from each class.
Okay.
And give me an ability where I can drive a giant van across the screen. I want both of those things. I want both of those abilities.
You know, I understand you're a game that has to appeal to a very wide audience. That's life. You need to make the money. I understand that. So with that in mind, I'm still going to suggest what I'm going to suggest and make his dying animation. Like the Hulk's is perfect. The Hulk just kind of stumbles forward, kneels, and falls. Whereas others fall back and get blasted. Right.
Yeah.
The Punisher would never be taken hostage, and he would not let you kill him. So his death animation needs to be pull out a grenade, pull the pin, and just let go. And then he, you know, that's, I understand that it might not appeal to your audience. You might not can do that, but you're at least in the office giving me the thumbs up going, we wish we could do that. Cause that'd be awesome.
At least, you know, the other characters, when they're falling down the ground, they're probably unconscious.
Yeah, but I know.
You know that if
but not the Punisher.
Pulling out a grenade, I'm thinking that might not be the right message to send to Kinsey.
Probably not. Probably not. I'm just saying, as a true comic fan of the Punisher.
I love your gumption. You got moxie, kid.
Thank you. But how are you guys missing the number one character that should be in every damn game everywhere?
Deadpool.
Right?
Wearing him on my shirt right now, yes.
No, I'm not actually. I thought I might be because I have a couple of Deadpool shirts.
It's Taco Tuesday, so I'm wearing Deadpool.
Yeah, no, I'm wearing my Evil Dead Fallout 4 shirt.
Nice.
Mashup. But, I don't even care what his powers
Deadpool
are.
Make needs it, to be in this game, yes.
And then Lady Deadpool. And then other X-Force Deadpool. So I can play three freaking Deadpools at once because that's my dream. That's all I want to do in this game.
As soon as you put Deadpool in MA2, you break that fourth wall of this game, right? Because he's going to be basically addressing all those things. He's going to be talking about, you know, maybe it's time to pull Vision out of his level 9 limbo, or you've got too many ISOs. Why don't you throw some of those away? Jeez, buddy, are you a hoarder? You know, stuff like that. It would be hilarious to get Deadpool in this game. I love his breaking the fourth wall. And again, bring all of his abilities from MA1. Those abilities are great.
Yeah.
And his ginormous gun with a rubber ducky on it is right on, man. Needs to be in this.
His fourth power, because that's always the one you can't change. Mm-hmm. It needs to be something like Smart Aleck or Smart Mouth. You know, something where he'd be witty, right? He says something. Yeah,
work with the mouth, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Work with the mouth. And it needs to just put irritation on the other team. And irritation would make them 25% less accurate, or 15%, 10%, you know, a percentage less accurate. And he needs to have a built-in healing ability, you know, because we want to see right up Main Street. You know, just saying. Mm-hmm. We want that. You know, that instead of healing, it just says Main Street, you know, in green letters, mm-hmm. and you heal. I don't know. That's it. I mean, just go crazy. Yeah. You can do anything with him. You really can. We talked about in Classic, we're talking about different things. And I want a Spec Ops that no. We were talking about what Marvel game we want to see announced right at SDCC or E3. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to mention this. I want a dungeon crawler that is the new thing now is the procedurally generated worlds or dungeons where nothing's ever the same. I want a Marvel-based dungeon crawler that Uatu is the controller, right? He's the Watcher, for those of you who don't know, where he's saying, oh, these things are happening, and while I can't get involved, I'm going to kind of hint you in this direction. And then you go into this procedurally generated world and basically dungeon crawl with Marvel. And then you come back, and he's like, oh, well, that didn't change things. I need you to go over here. And I don't know, that thing's like, it'd be fun. So I would like to see that game announced, because I was thinking Deadpool in this game. And then I want Uatu, but I know you can't play him as a character. You just can't.
Right.
But how do you incorporate him in the game? And there's how you do it, in my opinion.
That's how you would do it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the collector is another great one to kind of use as that over character. But what they're using that for, was it Future Fight? What were they using the collector?
Yes, I think Kang's in Future Fight. I think it is the collector who's bringing them to the war world or whatever.
Yeah, or is it Champion? What is it?
Contest of Champions. That's it.
Contest of Champions.
That's, I get those two confused every single time. It's because I was thinking Contest of Champions when you said Future Fight, but not the name, but the vision of the game.
Right, Contest of Champions. Yeah. So that you know, basically when we're playing these games, we're all the collector, aren't we? I mean, it's basically, I've got 25 extra gold. Can I get another character to stick in a little glass tube and keep in my, in my lair? Yeah.
And
so true.
Oh, putting Deadpool in MA2, you could actually reference MAA1 stuff just for giggles all the time.
You totally could. You know, like his first thing would be, oh my gosh, I'm in 3D now. Wow, this is pretty cool. You know?
Yes.
It writes itself.
It does. And let him be, instead of having general announcements, he's just like they did for a little bit in MAA1, where he was the face to make the announcements of what's going on.
he could talk about how, oh, over here I've got a lot less Flash, wink.
That works. All right, Mr. Kennedy, since you like our podcast and you mentioned it in your interview, we're welcome. We're more than happy to get on a phone call with you guys and throw ideas at you all day long. You know, I'm just saying. But in all seriousness, we do. We love the games. We love the world of all of it. You know, Future Fight, I still play Puzzle Quest, Dark
Marvel
Alliance.
Heroes.
Marvel Heroes. Exactly. We are definitely passionate about these games.
And maybe not so much Marvel Avengers Academy. Sorry.
Sorry. We wanted to be in love with it.
I wanted to love it so much, but when it was like, all right, how about another $10 if you want to fight Ronin? Okay, goodbye. Done.
Right. Yeah, and actually, I want to say, let me scroll up a little bit. Yeah, okay, so what's CK? CK7, you can write in more, absolutely, because his first email in Classic really got a good conversation going. His email in Deuce has really got a conversation going, so I like your emails. That was awesome. And I love everybody else's emails, but
I was gonna say, we love
brain teasers, so when you ask us these weird questions, they're really great.
And definitely, if you have any thoughts or questions or discussion points about MAA2, now is a great time to send those in, because until we get some more content in the game, it's, you know, we got Spec Ops going on, we got PvP just wrapping up here pretty soon, and kind of on the heels of when the next chapter arrives, we're going to want some content to talk about in the show. So definitely keep the emails coming, like this one from Commander Thorgan, who says, Epic Boss McFall and Commander Ibbot, I'm your what? Your number one deuce dropper?
All right. You remember we asked him? You said he was going to be so pissed off at me. I asked him to tell me what he thought. So let's see what he thought.
He says, wait, how did you guys know where I'm sitting when I play MAA2? Has Shield been monitoring me? Nice. This week, I have a question on the ISO crystal power cells. It feels like my commander level, or as my commander level increases, I'm seeing better and better types of ISO 8 crystals in the power cells I get every day through my daily mission. So it feels like I should just hoard these cells. Did you guys notice the same thing? And if I'm right, at what commander level should I binge and open all the power cells I'm saving up? Well, life is finally giving me a chance to give a shit, and given my new title from Epic Boss McFall, I guess I'm more than up to the challenge. Rookie Commander Thorgan.
I might live to regret that one.
All right, so that's not a bad idea, hoarding those. See, here's the thing. Hoarding them means that you're not putting them on your characters where they could be giving you some good benefits, right? You're not putting them on your characters that you're using in PvP to make it easier to PvP. You're not putting them in your characters that you're using for missions, which might make it more difficult for you. Right. You're going to get tons. If our discussion a few minutes ago about always being at 100 crystals and, oh, all right, I'm deleting these two so I can play another round. If that doesn't tell you enough about what you should be doing with those crystal power cells, then let me lay it out for you. Open them up right away. Throw away the ones you don't need, but apply the best ones to your heroes now, because they're not locked in. You can always pull them out later and use them on a different hero. But take advantage of the benefits that they give your characters right away. So my recommendation is open them up, pretend it's Christmas, and open all the ones you've been hoarding, and just go for it. Charles, any counterpoint to that, or do you agree?
No, I agree. Now, here's the thing. Somebody last week, I want to say it was, in the chat room, and quite possibly could have been in the interactions through the week, but on MA2, they're talking about having had somehow hoarded all of that, right? And they had so many crystal canisters to open that they just couldn't open them all. I think they were sitting on 100 or some crazy number. It was a crazy number.
I was sitting on 75 up until a couple of weeks ago, and I did just go through like all right, I'm opening all these up, and that's when I did put the cutoffs in place that I mentioned earlier.
And there you go. And the only problem they had was like the reason they were hoarding them is because they had gotten so many that they just got tired of opening them. And so then they start opening some. I mean, 75, that means you have to click and wait 75 times.
Yes. And there's no like click like you get with the lock boxes on MA1 where
you can
click and kind of speed that process up. No, you're waiting for it to fully open before you can start dealing with the contents. And you know what? I did notice that I'm sure some of those I got through runs of Chapter 1, Mission 1 on normal. Because I did get a few of those crystals that I opened up when I was level 30 that had the smaller crystals in it. So I think it might keep track of those. I'd be curious if it knows when you receive that, what crystal you've got inside, or if you get it, or if it comes up randomly.
When you click it, then it randomizes.
Exactly. Either it's in there and it's a little secret, but it's the one you're going to get is already predetermined in that box. Right. Or, because I think that is the case. I think it's already predetermined that when you get that, that's the one you're going to have. Because since I've been doing just the higher level missions to get Wasp up to a 4-star, I haven't gotten any crystals below shards and fragments. But when I was doing normals, even if those things were sitting in my hoarding, I was getting the tiny crystals. So I think there's something to that.
I see your point. Now the only other thing I would say is what people are waiting on, that to me in the industry it's a no-brainer and inevitable, and I'm sure it's on a feature list somewhere, because with every game development everywhere, from indie to AAA games, there's a feature list, and you can only put so much in at a time. And there's time crunches and milestones and blah, blah, blah. So that's why you get updates and patches and rollouts and those kind of things. One of the main reasons you get those. But I'm sure on a feature list, they already have a multi-open button, because it's a no-brainer here, right?
Totally. Yes. Open all my crystals. Although, God, you know, I do like that. I don't know. I like being able to see.
You'll have the option.
Each one as they open. I know, I know, but I would like it to go faster. So it'd be like if I could get an open all that maybe shows me a screen where I've got all the ones listed. Yeah, then I'd like that even better.
Star Wars Galaxy Heroes did something similar, or I think something that would make you happy, is after a mission you'd get your canisters, and you just hit one button, open, and go. Poof, and it opened, poof, open, poof.
Yep.
And, you know, I personally like what Puzzle Quest is doing, Dark Alliance. And when I log in for the day, it goes, while you're gone, you either received or your faction won or blah, blah, blah. And it just has a small screen that shows me all the different things, which I actually never look at. I just sit, accept all, and go on. Because I know my method of going in and discovering what I have and don't have. So either one of those methods would work, because I do like the pomp and circumstance of seeing it open, but I don't like the idea, and I open mine all the time constantly when I get up. I definitely, when you mentioned you're sitting on 75, I was like, I would never open them, because the thought of hitting And you're only talking
there for 75
seconds.
Clicks. Yeah.
But it's, yeah, 75 clicks times 5 seconds. I mean, you're there for a while going, oh my God.
It was like a half an hour of clicking that thing.
Do you remember when it was on this show? I reloaded. It had been 6 months or something since I'd played Puzzle Quest. I'd put it back on my phone, and I literally sat there for an hour with my phone in front of a fan because it got hot, just going, open.
Accepting,
open,
right. Oh, accepting all the gifts and stuff, yes.
And now it'd just be simply, blam, you got 100 gifts, accept all. And when it's that level, I don't need to see them open. I'm good. But the 10 lockboxes on MAA1. You open 10 instead of open all, you know, and you can see it. Boom, it spreads out. It has that pomps and circumstances, that show that really connects and goes, oh, this is fun. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. One more recommendation, and this will tie in kind of our tip segment and I think tie in with what you were talking about. So once you're finished with Spec Ops and you're sitting there, you go back to the regular game, you're doing your dailies every day, you're doing your PvP, you may forget to go back and check in on Spec Ops and see how much of the green energy that you have in there. And look, if you're done with Spec Ops, if you've completed Spec Ops 2, you've got both characters, don't necessarily feel like, hey, I'm done with this, I don't have to go back in. If you haven't been in there in a while, go over and look and see how many green, how much green energy you have. I think I'm sitting on like 800 or something.
Wow.
Which means I can go back through and you know, start doing some of those. Oh, you know what? I'm not going to get anymore because I completed both sides and now it's set to regular energy.
Oh, yeah. So it converts because you've unlocked it essentially. Yes.
So I've got all that green energy that just went poof. okay. Well, never mind. Yeah. My tip is moot now.
Well, here's how you get it. Of course, they give you a certain amount to start with. I think you can spin it in some of the roulettes. But going and playing your regular missions, any regular mission, as far as I can tell, part of the rewards for every single mission completion is 5 or more of that energy.
With a team up, you have to do a team up, and it has to be a team up with somebody on your
okay.
It's got to be a team up of somebody on your roster. So Edwin Jarvis won't give you 5 of the green energy. So you just want to make sure that you're always making that you're always including a team up character from somebody else. And if you've already got that character in your roster and that group that's going out, then just tap your teammate, your team up. And then it'll empty yours and you can go pick a different character to bring along. But that's for grinding. That's definitely what you want to do.
Yeah. And I always make sure I have that team up. I have 50 full, whatever alliances. So I didn't think about that specification because I don't think I ever take Jarvis anywhere anymore. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Jarvis.
But, no, I know. Well, he'll come up if like, let's say you need a Spider-Man and you don't have any people in your team up group that have Spider-Man, then you'll automatically get Edwin Jarvis's Spider-Man. And afterwards, it'll always say, hey, do you want to invite Edwin Jarvis to be your ally? And even if you say yes, it won't matter.
No.
It'll always ask you if you want Jarvis to be your ally.
Yeah, it's just part of the code.
It's just exactly.
So, all right, I think we are out of emails. And I think we've had a great I like that, being that it's a baby game. Yeah, there's not going to be a ton of news all the time, which is good because managing all the different games that we do and life and work and everything else, I'm actually glad that MAA2, for lack of better words, is a little bit slower than MAA1. But it will build and it will be fast. And what I'm saying is I'm very glad that we get these great emails to give us something to really discuss and show off the passion that we have for the game. Because if we were just doing news today, it'd be, well, you know, here's Spec Ops, you can finish that. And
yeah, exactly.
PvP.
No, this is,
and yeah,
this has been great. This has been a great discussion. So I've been loving that this came up to do an all email segment today.
Absolutely.
Keep those coming too. Keep those emails coming. We love reading your emails on the show, and they always bring up such great discussion points. So
And yep, and we're open to guests who definitely know things about the game, developers, producers, those kind of things. And we'll get back to you next week with how to vote for the show. We definitely got that nomination for the podcast awards. We're very under From the Helicarrier, so we're very happy. It covers Classic and a Deuce, so both shows are going to be combined to help get the win there. You can also find us facebook.com/ From the Helicarrier. Twitter is from the Helicarrier, and everything else is thehelicarrier.com, where you can download all the previous shows and get a newsletter. You can get all the emails and blah blah blah. So there you go. That's where you find us.
And with that, the deuce has fled.